Welcome, everyone, to the Money Checkup Podcast. I'm your host, Anjali Jarawala, CPA and Certified Financial Planner. I'm very excited to have you here today for my very first episode. So launching a podcast is something that I've been thinking about doing for almost a year now. As a financial advisor working with clients across the country, I wanted to find a way to educate a larger audience. And since I live in LA, where we spend a lot of time driving and in our cars, I thought, what better platform than a podcast? And I have to admit, I'm kind of a podcast buff myself. So I have my library and my queue of various podcasts I listen to on a regular basis. So this podcast is really going to feature a lot of fresh voices in the industry. There's going to be authors, thought leaders, and industry experts. And my goal for the Money Checkup Podcast is to really cover all areas that your money touches. I want to start with the basics and then do a deep dive so that you can take actionable steps to improve your financial health. So I thought I would start with a little bit of background on myself. I'm Indian. My parents were immigrants that came to this country back in the 70s. And a lot of the values, as well as the stress that I have around money, really stems from my childhood. Anyone who is raised by immigrant parents knows this pretty well, but a lot of the values that were instilled on me was study hard, get a good job, stay at that job, and then save as much money as you possibly can so you can retire at an appropriate age. So because my parents started with nothing, there was always a little bit of stress when it came to money. And because of that, I feel like I developed a lot of stress and anxiety around money. So it was only fitting I became a financial advisor and where I could help other people address the stress and anxiety that does come with money for many of us. So my background is in tax. I'm a CPA and I worked at PwC for almost 7 years before I transitioned to financial planning. You know, while I was at PwC, I realized that I wanted to make a switch, but I wasn't fully ready to give up all of my tax background and my education that I've worked so hard for. I'll also admit that I'm kind of a tax nerd at heart. I love digging into a tax return and finding things. It's actually very exciting for me. And at the time, my husband, who's a physician, was getting his MBA and he took a personal financial planning class. He came home that night after the class and he told me, you know, Anjali, this is what you need to do. And I was actually a little skeptical because I always thought financial planning was for really high net worth individuals and only really about investing their money. So I started learning more, doing some digging for myself. And I realized that financial planning can be for people like my husband and I, giving us the ability to make better decisions for ourselves and for our family. So I decided to quit my job at PwC, which was very nerve-wracking at the time. I started studying for the CFP exam and then landed a job at a prestigious financial planning firm in Chicago. It was a great learning experience, but it was serving really ultra high net worth individuals who were a lot older than me. And I realized that this is just not who I wanted to serve long term. I started getting a lot of questions from family and friends on things that my husband and I talk about all the time. How much home can we afford? Should we be maxing out our retirement accounts? Should we start putting money away for the kids' education? If so, how do we do that? And as I was getting more and more of these questions, I realized that I really wanted to help people in my age group, young professionals with young families who just need help navigating all of life's various changes. Because as we all know, life does not stay static and things come up almost all the time. So I started looking for another job. We were in Chicago at the time, and I just couldn't find a firm that was doing financial planning that didn't have a minimum asset requirement. And the smallest amount I saw was $250,000, which most young professionals, if they had that much, it's usually in a retirement account, not a managed asset. So I decided that I probably needed to launch my own firm. And so that decision was also very terrifying. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm a little bit risk averse. So quitting a job and starting my own firm from scratch seemed very daunting. But I received a lot of encouragement from my husband, and he told me that this timing made sense because we didn't have our daughter at the time. So it was kind of a now or never type of thing for us. So I launched my firm, Fit Advisors, and 4 years later, here I am launching a podcast on similar topics that I've seen in my firm. So I work with people similar to my husband and I, you know, a lot of physicians and business owners in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and I'm really there to help them make better financial decisions and align their money with their goals. I love what I do, and it's so rewarding to help clients make better financial decisions because then they can really live the life that they want. I think a lot of us get caught up in what we should do and what others expect of us, but what we should be doing instead is focusing on what are our goals and what's truly important to us. I think once you realize that, a lot of the goals are much more reachable than you would expect. So let me just kind of go through what you can expect on this podcast. I'm hoping to educate and provide useful information on a variety of topics, starting with the basics and then doing a deeper dive. Since my background is in tax and I'm known to be a bit overly technical, I will go into details on some of the more complex topics, since I do feel as though a lot of the financial information out there can be overly broad and certain details that are important can be left out, which I think is not helpful because it's better to have all of the information so you can make a better financial decision for yourself. So we're going to have a lot of real life stories of people who are working towards financial independence and what they are doing to get there. And financial independence can mean different things to different people. I'll also be doing a lot of episodes on various tax planning topics that I've seen come up in my practice. And then we're also going to address the emotional side of money, since that can be a barrier for many people to make better financial decisions. I know for me personally, the anxiety and stress I had surrounding money as a child really impeded my ability to make better financial decisions as an adult. So addressing that component for me has been very helpful for not only my own personal finances, but also how I approach finances and those conversations with my husband. So the show is going to come out every other week, and I really want this to evolve to what my audience and my listeners want to hear. So if you have any questions that you would like me to address, you can come to my website. It's www.fitadvisors.com and send us a message with your question. So I'm not sure on the format yet. I might spend each episode addressing a few or dedicate an entire episode, but I really want to hear from you and what questions you have. So some of the next episodes that we'll be featuring are on investments, basics, as well as a deep dive. We're going to talk about the psychology around money, and I'm going to do an episode, tax planning for independent contractors. So there'll be a lot of good technical tax planning strategies and tools in that one. So I hope you enjoy what you hear, and I hope you tune in a few weeks. Thanks for tuning in today. If you are interested in making better financial decisions and are considering working with a professional, please visit us at www.fitadvisors.com to schedule a free initial consultation.